It's time for an NRL news update. Make HR easy with MyHR. On-call, expert advice, combined with powerful HR software. Visit myhr.works.
Brian Patrick Carrigan, he gets 4 weeks for his tackle on Jackson Hastings, which people are calling a hip drop.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
The fact that Jacko Hastings is out for the year certainly wouldn't have helped his cause. They are creeping in. I don't think he meant to do this.
Explain the hip drop to people.
It's when you get around
about
the waist,
yep,
while someone is, and you lean back with them. So what's been happening is their leg gets caught on their body and they pull them down.
So they're held up top by one or two other players.
Well, it doesn't even have to be that. Doesn't
right.
you running around, you're holding them by the waist and you pull them backwards and their legs are getting caught under the weight.
Yeah.
It is a contact sport, and this is where it's pretty obvious when teams are doing it.
Yep.
You can see when they're doing it, but I don't think Patrick Carrigan's, I don't think it was intentional.
Let me find this. Luke Keary. So this is on Fox League. Luke Keary discussing Pat Carrigan's hip drop via the Fox League podcast. He said, "I honestly reckon I've done 100 of them. And being light, I probably don't pose a risk to the ball runner, but watching them now, they do look awful."
They do look awful. But you know the perfect one is? You're at marker. The dummy half scoots out, i.e.
yep,
it might be a winger, and you chase them hard.
Yes.
And then they're in front of you. You grab them from behind and sort of lean them back. That is an accident.
Yes.
I don't think that is a hip drop.
But if you're the third man in.
When you're third man in and they're stationary, that's when it can get a little bit dangerous.
So 4 weeks for Carrigan. Win for Carrigan, or win? Like, if you're Pat Carrigan, are you wrapped with that or not?
I think it's pretty spot on for the injury for Jacko Hastings.
Big week for Kay Dykes, a young man. He's set to debut at home against the rivals Dragons. It's an old boys' day too, so his dad would have been there anyway. The great Adam Dykes. He today signed a contract extension for 2 years up until the end of 2024 season. So that's a relief for the Sharks, knowing that you're exposing this young kid to the rest of the rugby league community and you're hoping he brains it because you've locked him in for 2 years anyway. So far in the New South Wales Cup, knock-on effect cup, 8 tries, 9 try assists in 13 games. He's a good player.
Who's he remind you of?
He reminds me, not to put this label on him, but he reminds me of he's got the ball playing ability of a Brett Hodgson.
Yep.
He's got the speed. He's somewhere in between a Brimson and a Brett Hodgson, if you know what I'm saying. He's got that runner about him, but he's got that great skill, like a halfback at fullback.
Tell me what he's doing at fullback. Is he a cupper or is he a spreader?
Nah, he's a mad spreader.
Is he a mad spreader?
Yeah, of course he is.
Big finger spreader.
Yeah, you don't want to be cupping. Nil by cupping. Saturday night sold out, by the way. It is old boy days, as I mentioned. So there'll be over 100 former Sharkies. He'll score a try. It'll be the night of nights for Cade Dykes.
Okay.
Can't wait. Josh Papali'i has pledged his allegiance to Samoa for the World Cup. So there you go there. And News Corp reporting the Titans have entered the race for Ben Hunt.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Good, good, good.
Marty Tapau, could he be heading to Redfern? Zero tackle reporting, Seagull forward. Marty Tapau could be heading to the Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs tabling offer for 2 seasons up until the end of the 2024 season.